two massive wooden boxes, each weighing over 300 kilograms. That was what the botanist and pharmacologist Bohuslav Jiroš left the National Museum in his will some 100 years ago. The humongous mystery crates came with one instruction. They should not be opened until 200 years after Jiroš's death, the year 2101. Now, the National Museum has published the surprising result of its vote on whether its researchers should be allowed to at least take a peek inside with computed tomography. In 1901, Bohuslav Jiroš left the National Museum two huge wooden crates with the instruction to not open them until 200 years after his death. He could not have anticipated that before then technology should advance to the point that a look inside the boxes would not even require opening them. The mysterious boxes are tempting the curiosity of researchers and the public alike, but is taking a look inside them with computed tomography a breach of what Bohuslav Jiroš asked for in his will? The National Museum put this ethical dilemma to the vote. The surprising result of the one-month poll was published on Tuesday. Martin Sekera is the head of the National Museum's library.
53% hlasujících se vyjádřilo pro neotevření.
53% were against opening or scanning the boxes, and 47 were in favor of scanning them. The public expressed the opinion that the wish in Jiroš's will should be respected, even if at the time of his death he could not have anticipated that something like computed tomography would exist. And as an institution, we were glad that the public thought that was unethical.
Some 3,000 people participated and shared often very emotional opinions on the museum's webpage. Now museum researchers have formed a special team to find out more about the content of the mysterious boxes through other methods. Due to their weight, it is fairly certain that they contain heavy objects, says Mr. Sekera, most likely from copper. Given that Bohuslav Jiroš was a scientist, it is safe to say that any degradable objects in the crates would have been conserved in some way. And the Special Mystery Box research team has come up with yet another way of solving the curious case of the heavy crates.
We thought that another good way of researching the contents would be through our archive. We will go through our archive, even elements that are not directly connected to Bohuslav Jiroš, so that we can rule out that it may hold some information on the content. An archive is a very complex organism, and sometimes things can be filed incorrectly. Our team will be searching archive materials, and maybe we will randomly discover something that sheds light on the content of these mysterious boxes.
The results of this search through the archives will be announced next week on May 10th. And unless a new generation of museum researchers decides to disrespect the poll, the public won't be able to take an actual look inside the boxes until 89 years from now.